Lee Holin has been practicing employment law in Alaska for 41 years, and she says it's illegal for the transition team of Governor-elect Dunleavy to ask for the resignations of all at-will workers. Holin, who is retiring, says the request may violate principles the U.S. Supreme Court has laid out.
There can't be any kind of a punishment, termination, failure to hire, failure to rehire, various employment adverse actions like that. They can't be taken for the reason of political patronage or political opinions.
Holin says any of the many professionals affected by the requests have obligations other than to be loyal to the administration.
Practically every professional in this group of people who have gotten these letters could point out they truly have an allegiance to their position and what they're there for, as opposed to serving the Dunleavy administration. I mean, it's the basic problem with this whole approach.
The transition spokeswoman has said that workers' political philosophies will, quote, absolutely not affect the decisions on accepting the resignations. Anchorage lawyer Caitlin Shortell says there's a good chance that workers forced to resign will successfully challenge their job loss.
The argument that, hey, they're at-will employees, they knew when they took this job that they could lose their jobs, that only goes so far. I represent at-will employees in the state every day who work for public employers as well as private employers, and they still may have claims.
But Art Chance agrees with the transition team's approach. He's the former director of labor relations for the state, most recently serving in former Governor Frank Murkowski's administration. Chance says that aside from lower-level workers, at-will workers can lose their job through forced resignations.
Anybody who's partially exempt is a temporary employee. And if the employer doesn't want them anymore, as long as it doesn't have an illegal motive, it can say, you don't fit into our plans anymore. See you. Have a nice life.
Chance says the rule is that at-will workers can lose their job for any reasons or no reasons, just not for illegal or false reasons. Chance says higher-level exempt employees can sabotage the administration's agenda.
But, you know, it's not worth the effort to the low-level ones, but some of the high-level ones are just a sleeper cell.
He predicts that only a sweeping court ruling could stop governors from requiring resignations like Dunleavy's transition has.
I suppose the Supreme Court could decide that that was unconstitutional, but that's what it would take. It would take a constitutional challenge to the legislature's decision to make all assistant attorneys general partially exempt. That would go to the Supreme Court.
A group of 10 current and incoming Democratic lawmakers have asked the Republican Dunleavy to withdraw his request for the resignations. Anchorage Democratic Senator Bill Walkowski led the effort. He says there must be limits on how far governors can go in replacing at-will workers.
They should be surrounded by people who share their political views at the higher levels. But when you get into the petroleum geologists, the state medical physicians, the prosecutors, these are not political positions, and these people should not have to swear to uphold a certain agenda.
Walkowski says he expects the legislature to hold hearings if Dunleavy replaces workers at a large scale. The resignations could also cost the state. If all 804 workers who received resignation requests were to lose their jobs, the state would have to pay out $14 million in leave they've accrued. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.